Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
School. Text SCHOOL to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. The word is school. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. School, 12K a day, people. We think we might have gotten a winner this morning, too. Find out soon. School.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's Friday, so we'll do a few of these before we bounce out.
All right. We already did the montage for people who are, we did it really early.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Like the first break.
Right.
We're all a little excited that it's Friday. That's
and
all.
By the way, since your back hurts, you couldn't even dance.
I totally danced.
With your arms and hands.
It wasn't
the body
even
was
close.
Pretty stagnant.
The Hawaiians say it tells you tell a story through your hands.
Yuzette had to pick up all your slack.
Woman was actually going kind of crazy in there too.
Oh.
What? What was that?
Yeah, I saw Hooman outside this door jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Great. Huh.
This morning when we did the montage.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't dance with my usual enthusiasm.
Yeah, I gave it a little extra.
Thank you, Yuzi.
A little extra shake it.
Thanks, Yuzi.
Right, Vinny?
Yes. Big fan, as you know.
I'll pretend my back hurts all the time. So get a little extra out of Yuzi.
831 is texted in. Did I say the number? It's 800-400-3697. We collect these. Here's what you got. Smash Mouth played the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk last Friday, and the singer didn't show up.
Oh, Steve Harwell, what's going on?
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, so Steve, funny, same name, Steve, my Facebook friend, Steve Bennett, he texted that in, and I said, did the rest of the band play, and who was the singer? He said they did. Songwriter, guitar player Greg Camp, and bass player Paul Delisle? Whatever his name is, who both formed the band originally in San Jose, traded singing duties. They did an admirable job, got some audience participation, and did a few covers like Van Halen.
Oh.
They said singer was, quote, sick.
Mm-hmm. That's got to suck when you show up for a gig and the singer doesn't show
up. Yeah.
It's got to suck.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
I bet.
We're going to gig. Do you, though? Without the singer.
510 says, love you, Sarah and Vinny. Just what I need to get me through my hard days.
Aw. Thanks for listening. It's a pleasure to have you here. I love thinking about you out there in your car, eating your breakfast, whatever you're doing.
In your shower.
All night. Sure, in your shower. Absolutely.
Yep.
When you, smell your Irish Spring. Is that the eye opener? Or is it Zest? Is Zest the eye opener?
Nobody uses either of those.
You sure they do?
No. What do you use?
Dove.
Okay. From the Costco?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The big packs.
Me too.
Yeah. Winter fresh. Winter care.
Oh.
I think is the one I use.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I just use the
extra moisturizing.
The plain white one.
Yeah. Zestfully clean. Zest.
707 says, I swear I must love you guys. I was sort of awake at 6, and before I knew it, oops, no bell. I take the bell back.
Uh-oh.
How about one of these?
Oh, I didn't do the story. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, do the story.
No. There's a couple stories I missed. So there's a story about a lady who was on a Florida beach collecting the conch shells.
Yeah.
And she was just taking all of them. They're these big.
Was it one of these?
Yes. Don't do it. No. They're illegal.
Oh,
you can't take
those.
She's going to do 15 days in jail for taking so many from the beach.
What? 18 days. 18
are there
days.
That many that...
Apparently, there's something that, to the locals, they know this is
those.
Part of our community. We don't all bring them home, then there'll be none.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady shows up and goes, oh, free seashells, and started hoarding them and ended up...
So she didn't know that you're not supposed to?
I have a feeling there's signs out there, and she just figured, What are they going to do? Well, what they did was arrest her.
15 days.
Huh. A man who is 90% covered in tattoos. This is a story I meant to do, and it just got away from me. A man who is 90% covered in tattoos has his penis removed as it... Well,
a removal.
It's removed.
Human. God, you're so interested in
as
penises.
As it interferes with his look.
What? What?
The man.
It's hanging in the way of something?
In question is Adam Curly Kale, 32.
Curly Kale.
From Kaliningrad, Russia. Decided to start tattooing his body, including his eyeballs.
Oh.
With black ink after he was diagnosed with cancer 12 years ago.
Oh, boy, 12 years later, huh? He's still going strong?
He's got albinism, so he's very pale. And this made him feel a lot better about himself. I'm going to show you a picture of his face here in a second. He's got a very unique look going, although why you'd take your ween off, there's not one thing. I mean, I know that...
Unless
people
there
think
was an alien
ugly.
Growing out of it or something. Well, you know, there's better looking things of him.
Oh, come on.
He's now shared a picture. They say he's shared pictures with his fans on social media.
Of the no...
He had his ween, his nipples, and his testes removed. All of it.
So is he about to die? You said he was diagnosed with cancer 12 years ago? Like,
yeah,
is he doing this because
he's...
he just says he's like, who needs this anymore?
This is him.
What is going on with this guy?
Check him out.
Oh. That's bizarre. So
No, they say he beat the cancer.
Oh.
He
does have a crazy look. So he's an albino, but he got his face so tattooed.
Oh, that's him beforehand?
Mm-hmm. All the hair.
He looks fine.
Oh, he's not an albino.
Yeah, he's fine. That's him
and
now.
And now he has no... He doesn't just tattoo himself, like, with designs. He just colored
his
skin...
Yeah, he's coloring
like,
his skin.
Like, dark blue or something. That is absolutely bizarre.
He's going for a look, for sure.
What is the look?
Scary? Creepy?
Creepy, yeah. I mean, his eyelashes are bright white in this photo. Like, his eyebrows, his mustache, and his eyelashes, bright white in the face. I mean, is it black? What color did he tattoo? Is that blue?
They say it's a graphite color.
Oh, like
so
a dark
a
gray.
Dark gray.
Yeah, he's bizarre looking. And has no junk.
Well, he took his nipples off, too.
Where does he pee from?
I'm sure they left him.
Help us out.
This guy does need to be helped out.
Ooh, baby.
They couldn't have taken his urethra away, right? So he
Maybe he put like catheterized it and just had
like
a little.
I can't imagine. For what
every
reason?
Time I look around,
every time I look
around,
every time I look around,
it's in my face.
You would think a doctor would say, absolutely not.
You would think that.
The answer is no.
No.
Young man.
No. You'd think a tattoo artist would say, no.
Well, I mean, tattoo artists are like, your whole body? No problem.
But there's no art there. It's just a single color. He looks like Blue Man
Group.
You
charge him by the hour.
Gray Man Group, I guess.
You know, it's not your job. You're just like, all right, you want to be colored in? I got you.
I'll call
People
you
are
in.
Doing that. That's not, I can't think of the band. There's a band on the Warped Tour right now. The guys are they've just blackened their arms and up their neck.
Oh, boy.
Black.
It's like wearing a turtleneck.
It's exactly right. It looks like their face is floating
above
the darkness.
Huh.
It kind of looks neat, but it would be one of
but
those
to have
things
it
that,
permanently.
Yeah, like you're
like,
going to get old and then you're just going to be. I don't know. You can see them. They've blackened their arms and down their hands.
What band is it again?
Bear Tooth.
Bear
Tooth. Do you have a picture?
Wow. I think it's them.
Weird. I wanted to say it was, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Something, Black Veil Brides? Is that right?
I don't know.
I think it's them.
There is a Black Veil Brides too.
I'll look them up, see if they also.
They're wearing long jackets. Let me see.
I was looking at the story of the guy that removed his junk. I was thinking, what country? Where is he from?
Russia.
Where
did
they do that? Well, it says he traveled to Mexico to get
it done. So even in even Russian doctors said no.
We will not do it for you. The answer is no. Yet.
Oh, what did Ty say? They call that, there's like a...
$5 sign?
No, there's no Ty from Survivor.
From Survivor?
There's medical tourism or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Right. Plastic surgery tourism, uh-huh. Medical tourism.
Dental yeah. as well.
Right. People go there to get procedures done because it's so much less money.
That show I watch called Botched. On the E Network.
Oh, that's not a good advertisement.
They fix
the botched things.
They fix botched
surgery. You can't believe some of the bad stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
And the people that are just like getting this stuff done. It's like, what are you doing? Just, will you please stop it? Mm-hmm. Find a hobby.
That is their hobby.
Yeah, looking in the mirror and deciding that their ass needs work. Like, that's not a hobby. That's like becomes an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start down that path, I mean, it's a super slippery slope, it seems like.
And expensive.
Read a book.
Yeah. Go for a walk. Like, do anything. Volunteer at a children's hospital. I mean, there's got to be something you can do besides
take up
F with
guitar.
Your
body. It's super hard. It'll take you forever to learn.
Oh, speaking of which, I was thinking about this morning on my way in. Like, I thought you were going to learn, weren't you going to learn a Zeppelin song or an AC/DC song or something?
I'm working on it, yeah.
Let's see how far you are. I haven't gotten
very far, though.
Which song is it?
I don't want to say because you've been
I'll
really
learn it.
Rude. No, I don't want to say yet. Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare me?
You!
I was telling you, no, not today. No, I was saying I'm learning an AC/DC song, and you said, well, it better be a Bon Scott song because I'm not going to sing any other one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, good. Well, that's the one I'm learning. One of the other ones. Thanks for ruining it. Great.
What were you learning?
It doesn't matter.
I'll do Back in Black or Shook Me All Night Long.
It doesn't matter.
I'll do either one of those.
It doesn't matter.
Which one of the?
You already shot me down. You already ruined it.
Shot down in flames.
I was learning a song from one of their biggest album of all time.
Which one?
It doesn't matter.
Just tell me which one.
Forget it.
Back in Black.
My now fiance's best friends told him the day before his wedding to his ex that he was making the biggest mistake. He didn't listen and went ahead anyway.
Well, you should have told him before the day before his wedding.
Yeah, long before that.
Big dummy.
I think, of course he went through with it.
Right. Everyone just flew in for the wedding. Good timing. Jerk.
That wheel was already rolling downhill at a high speed. He wasn't going to be able to stop that thing.
You tell him when you get the invite and go, oh, no. So he went through with it, and then what happened?
Most expensive lesson he ever learned. 775 says, I disagree. If they love them, you have to at least pretend to love them. My best friend of 15 years is married to a lazy bleephole with no job. Can't stand the guy, but I love my friend. Telling someone that you hate their spouse is basically telling the person that they chose poorly.
Yes.
It's an attack on the person.
Well, they see it that way, but... I mean, I guess the time to tell them is before they get married. Once someone marries someone, you got to just suck it up. And you can just, you know, decide not to see so much of them. That's all. What else are you going to do? I don't want to. I have such limited time in my life. I don't want to spend it with people that I am not into. I refuse to.
My fiance's best friend is dating the worst girl ever. She's one of the girls that gets annoyed when we all are out and he's not paying enough attention to her. I refuse to hang out with them. It sucks because my fiance will not say anything to his buddy.
That's like that girl that was dating my brother all those years ago. The four of us would be together, and me and John and me, my husband John, and my brother John would all be talking like something about music, or we'd, you know, be talking excitedly, and she'd all of a sudden just go, "Can you guys please talk about something that I'm interested in?"
Oh,
be like, "Okay, what? What do you want?" And then she, of course, had no idea.
Herself,
right? Her, right. Let's talk about your skin. It's lovely.
Wow.
I know. Ugh. She was just awful.
You guys should have all yelled back in unison. No!
Yeah.
You know.
Did you go take a nap? Oh, yeah. And they used to get in these epic fights at my house. And then they'd go lock themselves in my bedroom. We had a one-bedroom apartment when we lived in Florida. They'd lock themselves in my bedroom and be having a fight in there. Me and John would be sitting there like, what do we do?
Leave our own place?
Right. It's like, let's go and go down the pool or something. Let's get out of here.
You never just said, beat it.
Yeah, well, after that happened a couple times, we're like,
never come back.
You're not allowed in our room.
Right.
You have to leave if you're going to fight. I hate when people fight in front of other people. That's, oh.
510 says, Sarah, could you tell your son you hate his girlfriend?
Yes.
You
I could.
I hate her? You could say that?
I would never say that I hated her, but I would say, I don't think that this person is right for you. And here are all the reasons why in a specially prepared PowerPoint presentation. Uh-huh.
Sounds like you hate her, Mom.
Could you say something like, when I imagined you with someone, of all the people in the entire world, she's not it. Would that be
I would say
okay?
I'm not happy with the, I mean, my beef with someone would be I didn't like the way that they were being treated or the way that they acted around that person. You know, if they were just annoying, but my person, my kid loved the person, then I would be like, well, so what? I'm annoyed by them.
But
it would
if
be
you thought
if my
they
kid
were
wasn't
a rude,
being,
thoughtless little pig.
I would probably say that. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
But are they trying to, like, back my mom up? Because she didn't want to say anything about the girlfriend because she was like.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Or, well, they're asking because they're wondering if you could do what you're saying.
I could.
Your mom didn't.
Because
do.
I'm terribly direct with my kids. Maybe I couldn't. Maybe if the situation was right in front of me and I saw that my kid was so in love, maybe I wouldn't be able to. I don't know. I like to think I'd be able to. Could you? What if she came home with just some loser?
She's so young right now that it's hard for me to imagine her having a dating life, but I can tell you that it would break my heart in a million pieces.
That's some scuzzbag.
If some guy wasn't being good to her, it would just crush me. I couldn't even imagine. Because right now she's my 4-year-old daughter. She's a little girl. She's like to think someone's not being
like a little angel.
And I actually have it in my head already, way before there's any chance she's going to date, that I do realize I want her to have a normal childhood or teenage years, and she's gonna date
all the experimenting.
I want
happens,
her to
sure.
you know, kiss a boy and do all the things, or a girl, whatever, you know, makes her happy. But and I want to be cool to that person because I want them to feel comfortable and also know that I want you to take care with my kid's heart and be
she's
cool
precious
be cool. That's all I'm asking you to do. You don't want to be around. You can punt. It's cool. But don't be weird or abusive or obnoxious. Or, you know what I mean?
It's hard. Those are tough waters to
and
navigate.
And it's not really, it's not really up to me.
Right.
So I guess I mean, who knows? Maybe I definitely am good on shutting down too, where I'm just like, I can't look over there.
Right.
If I don't look, it's not
your
happening.
Job is just to instill that she needs to be respected. And that she wouldn't, so that she wouldn't put up with that if that happened to her.
I hope that I will have done that, but I also feel very much like, you know, well, I'll just kill all the guys who aren't cool and
then they'll only be good ones left.
Well, I hope.
So your next career is a serial killer.
All
right.
Is jail, right. Anyway, thanks for all the texts. We're tapping out. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a great week, you guys. It feels good. I feel like we're back in the swing of things. Back in the New York groove. Or the San Francisco groove, I guess, is more.
But if I'm quoting.
Is that Kiss? Who is that?
That's Ace Frehley's solo album. Right. He got the biggest hit of all of them with that song.
Was that Frehley's Comet, or was that his single that when they each did their own...
There was this. No, it was the Four Face albums.
Okay,
it was on that one.
Well, there it is. We're back in the groove. We had a normal week for once, and a super fun Friday show. You guys have a great weekend, Yuzi. I hope for you that you stay in your chonies all weekend long.
Thank you.
I hope you're very excited that you have one of those things at home where you put your feet in the boots and hang upside down.
Oh, like one of those traction
things? Yes, and it corrects your back.
I'm fine. Honestly, I'm better every day. Thank you for your concern.
So do you have one of those things or no?
No. Next week I'll be dancing my ass off, I'm sure.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. It's going to be great.
No more jigsaw puzzles, though.
Well, maybe I'll just try to do them on a different surface or something.
Yeah. So here's what you do.
What do I do?
You get one of the boys to come sit next to you and you tell them where to put the pieces.
That's so unsatisfying. The whole point of doing a puzzle is to find the piece and slide it in yourself,
you just tell them this piece looks like it might go there. You know, you got your vape. There's you with your vape and your Moscow mule.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you just tell them what
to do.
You
paint quite the picture. I like that. Could I have my bathrobe on? I'll just have hoodies.
Your bougainvillea.
Oh.
Do you have that?
I do have some.
Uh-huh.
It's very small, though, right now. It's not like one of those ones that takes over a whole building. Mm-hmm. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
I know. I love them.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and pick tomatoes and clean my fish's filter.
All right.
Yeah. What a day I have planned.
Fire!
I can't wait. Fire! In 2 hours, I'll smell like a pond. It's going to be great.
Hooray!
Have a great weekend, you guys. Be safe, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.